Was this your idea, this campaign?
Well, I don't oversee campaigns. That's the Labour Party headquarters that does that. But I'm the Shadow Justice Secretary. So we spotted the data that was showing how the Conservatives were failing to properly punish offenders for a number of crimes. So that we passed on to the party. The party then generated a campaign around it.
Did you authorise the particular wording and the particular image?
No, it doesn't work like that. We don't sign them off in that respect. We provide the information. But the key point underlying this is that I felt outraged when I saw the numbers of people using guns or child abusers that were getting away without proper punishment.
So that bit was your idea?
Well, that's what I found. And you follow politics. I'm sure many of your listeners and viewers do as well. You know, we've been challenging Dominic Raab over some of this in the House of Commons for months now, and he just gives us flannel.
But you didn't see the actual image that was about to go out before it went out?
Just before it went out, yeah.
So you saw it before it went out,
yes.
Yeah. And you had no problems with it? You thought this was perfectly legitimate?
Oh, I think it's wholly legitimate. I think it's an important part of politics to hold politicians to account for what they've done. Now, the leader of the Conservative Party is accountable for the behaviour of the Conservative government that's been in power for 13 years. So I think it's important that we explain to voters, to the public, what the government is doing wrong, so that the public can then take
We'll come on to that. We'll come on to that. But, I mean, just before we do, I mean, did you talk about it with Keir Starmer? Did Keir Starmer authorise it?
The Labour Party has its own sign-off procedures, and it's the campaign team. So, you know, we have shadow cabinet with Keir every week. So
he would have known it was going out. And have you been, obviously it's been unfolding over the course of the Easter weekend, have you been surprised by the extent to which it has generated so much attention?
Well, we hoped that it would catch the public's attention because, you know, what it's saying is quite damning, a damning indictment of the government's failure. But I think it's fair to say, if you'd said to me, do you think it will get over 25 million views over the weekend, I would have been very, very surprised.